U.S. Defense Secretary praised South Korean defense reforms Wednesday, saying the country's military is becoming more mobile and better able to contribute to international peacekeeping and security operations. He says South Korea's rising status deserves a bigger budget.
We encourage the Republic of Korea's political leaders to make an investment in defense appropriate to Korea's emerging role as a contributor to global security, and commensurate with the threat you face on the peninsula.
The United States deploys about 28,000 military personnel in South Korea to help deter any attempted repeat of the North's 1950 invasion. Gates is expected to meet Thursday with his South Korean counterpart, Kim Tae-yong, to discuss issues affecting the alliance, as well as possible South Korean contributions to stabilizing Afghanistan. In Wednesday's meeting with U.S. and South Korean service members, he said North Korea has both declined and strengthened as a military threat.
Ironically, as the capabilities of their ground forces continues to degrade in terms of being a threat, their missile development and nuclear programs are increasingly dangerous and destabilizing. I also think North Korea is a serious proliferation threat. Everything they make, they seem to be willing to sell.
Gates says the United States is committed to seeking a complete and verifiable end to North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
There should be no mistaking that we do not today, nor will we ever, accept a North Korea with nuclear weapons.
The North has conducted two nuclear weapons tests. Washington has granted a visa to a senior North Korean official expected to attend a California security forum this month. Many regional experts see that trip as an opportunity for high-level diplomatic contact as Washington tries to lure Pyongyang back to talks aimed at ending its nuclear programs. Secretary Gates says the U.S. will back its diplomacy with an enduring and capable military presence on the Korean Peninsula.
The United States is committed to providing extended deterrence using the full range of American military might, from the nuclear umbrella to conventional strike and missile defense capabilities.
Gates' boss, President Barack Obama, is scheduled to visit Seoul next month. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.